For Gail Petroselli, when a female sage grouse dies, it's arts and crafts time. She collects the corpses and taxidermies them to the top of a robotic tank kit. She then drives the sage grouse around the breeding grounds known as Lex to try and understand the threatened birds. Petroselli is an ecologist at the University of California, Davis, not just a macabre bird enthusiast. She says the robotic birds have opened up a lot of opportunities in the study of the greater sage grouse, and her art skills don't have to be perfect.
Females are extremely picky about which male they choose to mate with, but in this species, the males are not picky. And so when there's no real females around, we've seen them try to mate with dried cow pies. You know, they don't court the cow pies, and so the robot has to be more realistic than a cow pie, but the bar is fairly low.
Male sage grouse have a complicated dance to entice breeding females, including jumping, inflating their chest sacks, and displaying their Statue of Liberty-like tail feathers. Petroselli says her work allows them to get closer, inspire interactions, and gather data that would otherwise have to be collected through binoculars. Petroselli says unlike birds like peacocks, sage grouse care more about behavior than they do beauty.
So we've been interested in how social skills and social intelligence also play into this. And that's a much harder trait to measure, because when you're looking at natural courtship behaviors, it's hard to know who's reacting to who. And so what the robot allows us to do is to hold that one side of the conversation constant and control that, and then measure how males respond.
The sage grouse robot army has so far only been deployed in a few Lex in Wyoming, but Petroselli says she is shopping around for other research spots, including Lex in Utah. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.